Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. Now talking about what the Labour government has done in the United Kingdom in the wake of their very heavy defeat in North Britain, in Mid Britain and in South Britain. So Sir Keir Starmer, Prime Minister, clinging on by his fingertips. There he was photographed doing something very unusual for him, smiling. I don't know what he's got to smile about. He's beaming from ear to ear in the garden of number 10 Downing Street. He's brought back in Gordon Brown into government, the failed Prime Minister from 2007 to 2010, which got Labour its lowest share of the vote since, goodness, 1935. Okay, not their lowest number of seats. That was under Corbyn. And indeed, Harriet Harman, who held various cabinet portfolios in the Brown and Blair years. She was mother of the House, the longest serving Member of Parliament, female Member of Parliament in her time. So goodness, they're going to come in as advisors, unpaid role. OK, now, Gordon Brown was Chancellor of the Exchequer for 10 years. Methinks the longest serving Chancellor of the Exchequer ever, 1997 to 2007. Now, in fairness to him, he was a successful one. But OK, he was lucky with the global situation. And so he inherited a golden legacy from the Conservatives, went a bit wrong towards the end. And some of the problems after the credit crunch were because of him, because of his time as Chancellor of the Exchequer. So they're going to advise people, they're going to advise the Labour government on global finance. Well, so this is Starmer's idea of change, yet nothing says change like bringing back Gordon Brown. And as for Labour being fixated with identity politics, you brought back an old white man who's straight, who came from a middle-class family. You brought in Harriet Harman, who is a presumable woman. I have not verified this for myself, nor would I wish to. She's not youthful. And she came from an upper middle class family. She's white. Well, it must be evil then, really. So there we are. So this government said they're committed to child protection. Harriet Harman was a legal officer for the National Council of Civil Liberties in the 1970s, when the Paedophile Information Exchange affiliated to it. And the National Council for Civil Liberties, which she worked for in the 1970s, made the following submission to the Parliament of the United Kingdom. Childhood sexual experiences willingly engaged in with an adult result in no identifiable damage. The real need is a change in the attitude, which assumes that all cases of paedophilia must result in lasting damage. They went on to say, the onus and the proof of the prosecution must be to show that the child was actually harmed, and so forth. They said that child pornography should be legalized. They said that incest should be legalized, and so on. That would include, you know, fathers raping their children, and so on. Wow. How could you possibly have someone like that who was responsible for that in your government? Now, I don't know if she penned those words herself, but she was certainly high up in the organization that made that submission. That was the general attitude. That's 50 years ago. You know, it's still serious to say, and even they called it paedophilia. OK, you could argue was it a febophilia if someone's in her or his mid-teens, and saying there should be no age of consent whatsoever. That really is staggering. And so that's what Harriet Harman, at best, was indirectly responsible for. Sick. So Labour truly is the Jeffrey Epstein party if it brings Harriet Harperson back in. So there she is. She's retired, got a bit of time in her hands. Methinks she's not a baroness. Her husband, Jack Dromey, was a Labour MP and he died several years ago. So goodness, these two people, Gordon Brown and Harriet Harman, they are evil. They are liars. They're absolute vile. They are a danger to children. I'm not just talking about sexual abuse. I'm talking about murder as well. And that's who Starmer thinks are really good. So I don't think it's going to save him. Obviously, Starmer's in big, big trouble. So that Catherine West, you know, is she going to get the 80 nominations today? I don't see it myself. But more Labour leaders called for him to stand down. I mean, he's hanging on. How much longer can he go on? So I'm surprised he's still there, frankly. Will he be there in 6 months? I very much doubt it. What do you think? Gordon Brown, has he got any good ideas to come in? Now, he's no spring chicken. He's 75, Gordon Brown, and she's 76. I'm not against older people being there in politics. American politician Thurman in the 90s was strong Thurmond, a senator at the age of 100. To think that William Ewart Gladstone was prime minister of Great Britain and Ireland until 1886, was it? How old was he then? Was he, let me think about this, because he's born in 1809. Is that right? So he was 77. Oh, no, then he came back for his last ministry till 1893, if I got that right. He was prime minister at the age of 84. And 84 in those days is a bit like about 124 these days. Very, very few people made it to 84. So what say you? Is this some incredibly cunning maneuver by Sir Keir Starmer to bring even someone even more detested than him into government, to make him seem in touch and popular by comparison? Someone as utterly charmless as Gordon Brown, who could kill any joke. The only premiership I'm interested in involves the Raith Rovers. Okay. Wow. He should take that one on stage, constantly denying he wanted to be prime minister. So I notice these nerdy people, these boys to give themselves a bit more street cred, often claim they're into footer. Now, I'm a politics anorak. I'm quite geeky, but I have never pretended to care the least about football. I mean, football, does it involve a ball or something? I don't know. So Gordon Brown and indeed Sir Keir Starmer claiming they care about football teams. I can't remember which one Starmer supports. Is it Arsenal? And going along to the matches. Is that an affectation or is that genuine? As I say, I always think it was to make them seem a little bit laddish. Struck me as something which was blatant in its falsity. What do you think? All right, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. The donor PayPal, georgecannon79@gmail.com. I don't think this is going to save him, Starmer. But, I mean, he's lucky insofar as Andy Byrne is not a member of Parliament yet. Andrew Rayner's tax evasion hasn't been sorted out. I mean, where's Streeting? Maybe it's now or never. Because if he's the obvious one. I mean, I think he's vile. If he doesn't go for it, he might have serious contenders, rivals like Andy Burnham or Angela Rayner there. Or indeed, will Al Khan's come out of the woodwork? People talking about Shabana Mahmood, unlikely. Nobody's talking about Rachel Reeves. Nobody's talking about David Lammy. Nobody's talking about Yvette Cooper, even though they hold great offices of state. Anyone I haven't thought of, let me see, Bridget Phillipson, who else would that be? Liz Kendall. I mean, they're all evil. They're all absolutely detestable. They're all a danger to children. But, you know, some of them are presentable, are intelligent. And that's why people normalize mass murder, because those who are commissioners of it, they come across as plausible. Could be charismatic. But that shouldn't blind us to the severity or the scale of their crimes. They might be amiable. They might be morally upstanding in other areas of their lives. But this does not excuse what they did. It's a bit like saying, you know, Jimmy Savile raised a lot of money for charity. That's true, but that was to gain him access to children so he could molest them. Okay, so these Labour politicians, you know, even the devil can speak truth sometimes, as they say. Even Hitler built motorways. Okay, these Labour politicians, they occasionally do something good. Okay, but that does not mean that it justifies or negates their wickedry. And I would say this about politicians of all parties: they all harm children very actively, willfully, every single day, with their decisions, with their omissions, and indeed their commissions. And indeed, an omission is as much of an act, is as volitional as something which is a commission. What do you think? Well, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecannon79@gmail.com. Goodbye.